It's a bit of a mellow sort of 60s kind of groove thing you've got going on there today.
Thank you. Well, not my choice today.
What's it all about?
Well, we've got more pressing issues at hand than my introductory song.
We are
today
here for Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. And the Lottery Office, the world's biggest jackpots. Learn to play lotteryoffice.com.au. What are the pressing issues we've got today?
Well, Nick Kyrgios to start with. Are we going with Nick off the top?
Come on,
we may as
well.
We're just going to have a general chat.
About Nick Kyrgios.
No, we can. We're hopping straight in.
No, I'm
take my jacket off.
I'm a bit concerned for you. I mean, you are the parent of young children, and you want to be.
You should be concerned for my children more than me.
Well, I am actually, because I think we want to be in. I'm not saying you have to be interested in politics or anything like that, but I think you should be. You should kind of engaged a bit with tomorrow. You should want to vote. I mean, we live in a democracy. You should get out there and take advantage of. Your right to have a vote, and yet is this true? Do you want to talk about this on air or not?
I'm happy to talk about whatever you wish, Andy.
But you've never voted?
I've never voted, nope. Never, not once in my life.
Is that like some sort of an issue for you, or you're
not
quite happy
not
with
for
that?
Me. Hasn't been an issue so far.
I wonder how many other people are like that. Never ever. You're a grown man or you're an adult and you're a father of children, you've never voted.
I wouldn't say that I was in the majority that have never voted, but I would say that I would be in the majority that really has no interest whatsoever
I can understand in
what's happening.
Yeah.
Because as far as I'm concerned, every person that's ever been involved in politics is shonky, dishonest, untrustworthy, all a bunch of liars. So what difference does it make, really?
No, there's a bit of – there is. I can understand why people have lost their complete interest through – a lack of faith in politicians. I've got no issues.
Has a politician ever, have we ever come across a politician that's come through with, say, as a percentage, pre-election campaign, 60 to 70% of what they've promised?
Well, that would be an interesting challenge for somebody in that area to go back and see who has been the most righteous deliverer upon promises.
There's been a lot of praise for Bob Hawke in the past.
Well, he's
got a 12 to 14
hours. Here's the issue, Coons.
Is it? Do we love Bob Hawke because he drank beer quickly?
No, I think he was.
Is there more to him than that?
There's more to him than that.
We hope so.
There's definitely more to him than that. I think Bob Hawke's actually a bit of a symbol of the problem with the current political landscape. Bob Hawke leaves this mortal coil a genuinely great Australian, I think. I think we can freely say that.
Hasn't been too many of those that have been at the top of the tree that we've said that about.
Not in recent...
Am I correct?
That you've taken the words right out of my mouth, particularly not in recent times. But look, let's not get too bogged down.
They rotate them like the interchange bench at the moment.
No, they're all
put a cap on it.
All I want to do is they're all too busy just worrying about getting re-elected, most of them, which is part of the problem. They don't actually get in there and, sort of do good things for the rest of us. Anyway, that's the issue. Well, let's not get too bogged down in this. I do want you to... I was quite serious what I said before about Nick Kyrgios. Sorry, you've always been a bit disengaged from
everyday life,
from the process. I'll dance to the beat of my own drum a little bit. You're a great player. You're a fantastic teammate. People clearly who played footy with you like you. But there's a little bit of the maverick in you.
Yes, there's a little bit of Top Gun about me. There's a bit of maverick and there's a lot of goose.
As there is in Nick Kyrgios. Can you get inside his and tell me who he is, why he carries on the way he does. Do you have any...
an inkling on why?
Any empathy for the way he behaves?
Absolutely I have.
Explain to
him. I have a whole lot of empathy for the way
he
behaves.
Can you explain him to us, please?
I can't explain him, but I think you have to stop and admire Nick Kyrgios.
I beg your pardon?
And what he does. You don't agree with me?
Did you see what he did this morning in Rome? I mean, everybody's seen it.
Oh, he threw the toys out the cot. But you have to admire...
The language was disgraceful.
That's great. No, I don't mind the language because who doesn't swear when they're playing sport?
You can't be calling somebody the R word.
I don't know what the R word is.
You can't be doing that.
So you're going to have to explain to him.
No,
I know some Fs. I know some Cs. I'm not sure...
I don't want to say
about the R word, but... How many of us, when we've been at work, have that attitude where we just fed up and sick of what's going on, but we keep it inside until the end of the day and we get in our car and flip out at another driver or get home and kick the cat and then lose it then? He just does it in the middle of his job. And he clearly has an attitude where he doesn't care. He doesn't care what other people think. He doesn't care how he acts. He just acts on pure emotion. And I think, how many of us would love to have that attitude that Nick Kyrgios has? How many of us out there sitting at work right now listening to us just despise what they're doing, but they go to work every day, they get their paycheck, and they physically and emotionally just despise or hate what they're doing, but they keep turning up every day, and they do it. Now, people are saying Nick Kyrgios should, if he doesn't love playing tennis, he should quit and go do something else. Well, how many of you out there, I ask you the question, hate what you're doing, but you still rock up to work every day? And he's getting paid a bucket load of money.
That's the difference between Nick Kyrgios and a lot of people who are listening to this conversation now.
And he doesn't love tennis. He clearly treats it like it's an occupation. So he's not alone there. So we can't blame him for not loving tennis.
Mm.
And we can't blame him for the amount of money that he gets paid to do it. I think that that carefree attitude that he's got.
No, it's not carefree.
It's carefree as in, it's way beyond carefree. As in, he doesn't care what other people think of him.
Yeah.
And I think a lot more people would love to have that attitude.
But you can't just behave like that, Coons. You can't.
Why not, though?
Because
who says you can't behave like that?
Because it's disrespectful. It's against the rules.
It's disrespectful to who?
The game, sport, the opponent.
The game doesn't have feelings, mate.
The game
does not have feelings. The game is not a person.
You know,
it is just a game.
You know what I'm talking about.
It's disrespectful.
If you want to compete.
If he was playing a team sport, it'd be disrespectful to his teammates. If he was playing Davis Cup, it would be disrespectful to his country. He's representing himself. The only person he's disrespecting is himself and maybe a couple of chairs in Rome.
What about the tens of thousands, the hundreds of thousands of people who he offends with his language, with his lack of tolerance?
So he's the first person to swear whilst playing sport.
No, but you can swear. You can swear out of you can have a momentary blip from a behavioural perspective. You can have a moment of frustration where it all boils over.
You can have a million of them.
Mate, that's what this bloke does. It is repeat, set, play, repeat. He does it all the time. You know what he's wanting? He's wanting to be thrown out. Nick Kyrgios is saying, how far are you letting me go? How far do you want me to go before you actually say enough?
Now, I don't know the R word, so maybe that was the thing that... Is that the thing that's got you most riled up? Because I don't know what...
Yeah, that offended me this morning. Absolutely it did.
Right, so I don't know what that word is. So if it was an offensive word to others, then of course he's overstepped the mark. But him swearing and throwing a chair and carrying on court is 100% acceptable from my point of view, because he's not playing for me.
I don't mind a villain, right? I liked... John McEnroe's my so here's where the line exists for me. McEnroe was my favourite player of all time. McEnroe overstepped the mark on a number of occasions and got his right whack, but he was one of the greatest players the game's ever seen. So his bad behaviour was tolerated because he moved the needle. People wanted to watch him play.
Oh, because he's better than Nick Kyrgios. We accept the way that he behaves.
No, that's what you're saying. No, people like. I think people. Hey, there's a lot of people who like the drama of Nick Kyrgios. There's no question about that. But Kyrgios has got no runs on the board, mate. This bloke, not that really counts.
Because he hasn't won a Grand Slam.
Not that that really counts for anything, by the way. But the level of his behaviour, it sort of bottomed out again. It's like you can't go a fortnight, this bloke, without having this happen again.
But you tell me the root of why does him behaving like that upset you and so many others it really shouldn't affect your life?
It doesn't affect my life.
But it does, because getting upset about
it. We talk about sport for a living.
Yeah, but you don't like him.
I don't know Nick Kyrgios.
You don't like his on-court persona.
I hate the way he behaved this morning. So did you see it?
Why, though? Why does it upset you so much?
Because the language was foul. It was completely disrespectful to the integrity of sport, to all of that.
The integrity of sport has no respect.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
If he's upset other people with his behaviour, I will stick up for you and say he shouldn't be offending other people with his behaviour.
You don't need to stick
up. But if he's swearing and throwing a chair and carrying on the way he did to himself, then it's not disrespecting anything except himself.
He turned to someone in the crowd today, whether it was somebody in the outdoor court, it was quite a tight confinement. He turned to someone in the audience today. I don't even want to say the word, but he called them a re.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay?
Right.
And then he goes off on a absolute foul-mouthed verbal barrage.
Yep.
Now, I don't care if he wants to throw his racket in the ground and kick a chair. Who cares? But it's all the other stuff, and it's the repeat nature of this bloke. I honestly think he is waiting for the game to say, Nick.
So what happened when he...
No more, mate. See you later.
When he made those remarks to the person in the crowd.
I don't know. I think he got DQ'd. I actually don't even know. He got disqualified.
Right, so if he said that, and clearly he has...
Oh, you can hear
then
it.
Then he should be suspended.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
Because I'm changing my view because of that one word.
Yeah. It's horrible, mate.
You can't say that.
You can't do that.
And you can't... that's what I said. If he's disrespecting himself and swearing and throwing chairs... Then I really...
Mate, you should hear what he said about the umpire.
Doesn't bother me.
You should hear what he said about the umpire.
As soon as you start disrespecting other people in that way, then that's when he's overstepped the mark.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
But why didn't you tell me before that said that?
Because I don't hate the word.
You should have told me before the show.
I thought you saw it.
No, I did see the...
Yeah, okay.
I saw it, but I didn't hear the...
In the ad break, I'll show you the whole thing, all right? In the ad break, you're here for McCafe Coffee, by the way. McCafe are a coffee partner. Smooth barista-made coffee from McCafe, available 24/7. I didn't intend to open this up to talk back right now, but a lot of people want to have a chat about it.
Can we put that – so there's two separate issues at hand here.
Yeah.
So the one is –
what you're saying now.
One is the way that he carries himself and his persona on court.
Mm.
Which I think, and I said before, that I admire that about him because he's so carefree in the way that he goes about it. Now, the separate part is when you're crossing those boundaries and are disrespectful to other people.
Yeah.
And that is offensive to other people.
Yeah. So, I just think it's offensive full stop.
You've got to separate the two.
Yeah.
Okay? I'm separating the two. The way that he carries on, I have no problem with. On the right, when you're disrespecting other people, that's not on.
Yeah. Josh is in Eltham. We'll take a couple of calls on this. Good afternoon to you, Josh.
G'day, Andy. Thanks for taking my call, mate. Look, I just wanted to call. I just agree with Coons on his sentiment about Nick Kyrgios. I think, unfortunately, there are people like there out there like Andy who are just perpetually offended by everything. And look, it wouldn't surprise me if, Andy, you thought that mayonnaise was spicy. I think it'd be a very beige world out there if we didn't have people like Nick Kyrgios.
Did you hear what he said today? Josh, did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he said today?
I agree with the R word. I'm not going to repeat it because I think that is offensive as well. But for all the other actions that he did, it's the way he wants to carry himself. He's obviously a bit of a numbskull, but... That's just the way he wants to carry himself. He's a bit of a character, adds a bit of spice to the sporting landscape, and I'm not offended by it at all, to be honest.
So you're not offended by what he said today, Josh?
The only thing that I agree with you and Coons on the R word, I think that's very disrespectful.
Yep.
Mentally handicapped and the rest,
yep.
But the other stuff, it's just water off a duck's back. And I think it would be to most people out there as well.
Thanks for your call, mate. William's in Williamstown. Good afternoon to you.
G'day, how you going?
Good,
I was just calling up to say that Nick Kyrgios is a complete sook. I mean, he's a grown man and he's just whinging every time he goes on the court and something doesn't go his way. He's a professional sportsman, gets paid big bucks, and he just has a whinge, has a cry. Pathetic, really.
Thanks, William. John's in Malvern. Your thoughts on him, John?
Hey, John. Sorry, John. I call myself my name. Hey, Andy and Coons. Coons, I agree with you. 100%. Andy, I want to ask you a question. How many times on the footy field do we hear the F-bomb, and how many times don't we hear other things that are said? And also, wasn't there last week something about a girl, an umpire being called a girl or something?
Yeah, is it? Yeah, yep.
And yep, the guy, so what is the difference between Kyrgios and this player now? Because if we go here, we're saying that's a homophobic...
He got a $10,000 fine, John.
So,
You got a $10,000 fine.
No. You got it. He forfeited $80,000.
He didn't get a $10,000. He's already telling me. He didn't get a $10,000 fine.
No.
He didn't. Oh, okay.
Curious forfeited.
No, I'm talking about Dane Ramp. You're bringing Dane Ramp into it, and you're saying what happened.
So why don't you come out and slam
Rampy? Well, mate, haven't you been listening to the radio station this week, John?
You're 100%, mate. Hey, Andy, I respect you John, a hell of a lot, mate. I really do. I listen to you daily, but today you've put me a little bit off, and you can say, yeah, I don't care one less.
No, I'm not saying I don't care. John, if you think that calling somebody an effing R is okay and you're happy with that, fine, mate.
Easily, how many people know what the word R is in slang? Can you tell me Aussie slang in Italy? How many people know about
it? Oh, John, I don't know where you're going with this, mate, but I appreciate your call. Jenny,
You can't cross
what
the line.
What the hell
there.
Has it got to do with the Italian language?
No, you can't Jenny, cross the line. You can't call. It's disrespectful, yeah. And I'm 100% with you on that side of it.
Mate,
Andy.
If he wants to be a buffhead and carry on the way he does, he can carry on like that all he likes. But when you cross the line like you have today, you are asking for the game, the authorities in the game to take you on. That is what you're asking for.
And I think he should be suspended for those comments because that is 100% not on. But I think there's an element of you that is upset about his general behaviour.
Just admit it to you, John McEnroe is my favourite player of all time. I understand a bit of bad behaviour and the red mist
what
that
if Johnny,
descends upon
what
somebody.
If Johnny,
I understand all of that. If Nick Kyrgios wants to carry on like just throw his racket and kick a chair every day of his life, I couldn't give a tinker's cuss, mate. I don't want to talk about him when he's doing that, and we don't. But what he did today, if people think that isn't unacceptable and doesn't cross the line, and if people are ringing up and they haven't seen it yet, like I suspect maybe one or two people have, then you're letting yourselves down by flying the flag for him. That's today, of all days, I think you're letting yourselves down. But that's okay. We all operate, we all dance to the beat of a different drum. That's okay.
I agree. If Johnny Mack was, say, mid-20s in the world, never scaled the heights that he did, and was a quarter finalist here and there, what would you think about?
If he did what Nick Kyrgios did today, I'd be equally as chuck the bloke out.
So you're accepting of it because he's a winner.
Who? No, I'd Johnny be saying Mack. Chuck him out. Whoever it is, mate, chuck him out. You can't do what Kyrgios did today. You can't do that.
No, you can't do that. I agree with you.
That's what I'm talking about. Jenny's in Aspendale. Last one on this. Hello, Jenny.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Look, I'm not into PC at all, but what this fellow does is wrong in so many ways. And Coons, you've got children. You don't...
Oh, we just lost you there, Jenny, I think, halfway through. Are you still there? We still got you or not? No, Jenny's dropped off for some reason. I was
really looking forward to hearing the end of it, Jenny.
You're going to get some parental advice, I think. Oh, it's a hot topic.
And you're upset. I'm upset now as well because
We're going to get to an ad break. I'll play it to you. During the ad break.
Cool.
A lot of people jumping on the AGN open line. Love winter, love natural gas, Australian gas networks. We'll just all take a little chill pill, calm down. There's a lot of stuff. This is what this bloke does. This is what sport does to us. Hey, look at Luke Beveridge today.
He was upset, wasn't he?
He was emotionally distraught talking about Tom Boyd. This is what sport does to people. It's a little silly. Hang my TV.
A little silly.
In some cases. Hangmytv.com.au because that's what we do. Give them a call. 1-300-HANGMYTV. Normally have a bit of fun on a Friday, but this bloke, not you, Coons, the other bloke,
this
generally.
This is Nick's fault.
You've seen the whole vision there. You've seen that.
Yeah, so at the very start is when he's at his worst, Nick Kyrgios. And I hadn't heard the start of it. I saw the tantrum, and when he was yelling, I actually thought originally he was yelling at one of the linesmen and then yelling at someone in the crowd after that. So I've heard the start of the vision, and I'm going to stand by what I said
about
the first part of it, what he does on court in terms of if he's having a tantrum and cracking it, that's fine. It's the other stuff that is very, very poor.
Thanks, Hobbsy. Adam Cooney in the studio. What did you think when the Tom Boyd news found its way across your desk yesterday, Coons?
I wasn't surprised 100%. It's a huge decision to make.
What?
a young man who's, what, 5 years into a seven-year deal. I saw him play at VFL level last week and did some nice things. But when you, again, and this is a person who should be admired on from the other perspective, having the courage to, one, speak up about how he's feeling, but two, to walk away from something that clearly is affecting his life. And if he thinks that he can be happier and more at peace with the way that he's living his life away from football, then it's a huge decision in terms of the courage required to do that. 95% of people would just slog on.
Yeah, I agree with
in
that.
In pain.
Yep, yep.
And for him to say, I've had enough, I want time away and to live my life away from the professional levels of football is an amazing decision. And look, he's done a lot for the Western Bulldogs in terms of that final series. He will always be remembered as a premiership hero. The weeks leading up to the grand final, he was huge as well. The prelim final was massive. A lot of Western Bulldogs fans say they wouldn't have got to the grand final at all if it wasn't for Tom Boyd's heroics in the prelim final. So what do you play, 60-odd games?
61, yeah.
And for him to walk away from the game as a premiership player, all Western Bulldogs fans will rejoice in the fact that he got to the club and delivered them a premiership.
Of course he, yeah.
And I think he will be absolutely rapt with that he was able to do that and can walk away, I think, without any hint of guilt that the amount of money that he's been paid over that 5 years, because the no amount of money can be repaid from what he's given to that footy club. So I wish him good luck for whatever is in his future and his endeavours, and just hope that he's happy, basically.
Because I think that's a really good point.
There's a lot of AFL players out there that will be feeling quite similar to Tom Boyd, but feel like they're trapped and feel like they're stuck and they have to keep slogging on because, maybe that they're worried that they walk away from the game and worried about their financial future. That is a lot of the reason why some players are still battling out there but still continue to grip on and hang on to playing AFL footy because of the financial side of it. So it's a huge courageous move from Tom Boyd to walk away from the game.
Glenn McFarlane wrote a piece in the Herald Sun today about it, and he's talking about it. He revisited an interview he did with Tom Boyd at a club magazine signing back in December 2016. And this is what Boyd said, Coons, the quote, "The hardest thing for me to reconcile with was all the questions about my character that people were throwing out there. The only thing you can do is turn to your family and friends and the footy club in general and really internalise your inner circle." So he admitted back then, you know, with the big money came the big
expectation.
And, you know, as far back as the end of 2016, that was weighing upon him, you know, even after the greatness of the year that, you know, he was part of.
Yep.
So he's carried that, you know, and he would have carried it probably before and since. And I think it's pretty brave that he hasn't shied away from the fact that this is an emotional decision as much as it is a physical one that he's arrived at.
Yeah, he should never have to carry that burden.
Oh, my.
Because, one, he wasn't offered that money. He was offered that money. He didn't say, I'm going to leave the Giants, give me $7.5 million over 7 years. And the number one pick, I think Jared Grant summed it up pretty well yesterday. He tweeted he didn't choose himself to be number one. He didn't choose himself to get a bumper 7 year deal. They were offered to him and he took them. So he should feel no burden whatsoever or guilt because he was paid an extraordinary amount of money to play football. That's what he was offered. He delivered when it mattered. Western Bulldogs fans see him walk away and they would greet him in the street with a huge smile on their face because he did what he needed to do for that football
club. It's a really good point. Troy's in North Fitzroy, wants to have a chat about Tom Boyd before we get to a break. The top five, what have you had a gut full of? Coons' top five coming up.
Me being serious, that's what I've had a gut full
of. We had too much of that in the first half hour. Hello, Troy.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
That's all right. With Boyd, he delivered, mate.
Absolutely.
He absolutely delivered. When you compare monetary wise, that doesn't mean crap, right? What he done for that club, compare him to the money that Buddy went to Sydney with.
Well, I think they're both delivered. The ultimate is being part of a premiership, isn't it? So that's the marker, Troy, isn't it? That some people use to define ultimate success, rightly or wrongly. I think Bud's. I don't think too many people are going to say that Franklin hasn't been a pretty worthwhile investment for Sydney either, has
No,
he?
Absolutely not. No. No, he's brought people through the gates. Just because they haven't won a premiership has nothing to do with the individual play of Buddy Franklin.
Yeah.
They just haven't got there since he's been there. They've been bloody close.
They've been close.
They just haven't got over the line. So you can't measure it just on premierships because what he's brought to Sydney has obviously been invaluable as well. But on the Tom Boyd side of things, that's how you can measure his career.
Yeah, payday. It's Tim Lane called it payday. That was payday, and he delivered, as Troy rightly says. I get a break out of the way. What have you had an absolute gutful of? 1-300-736-736. Your calls, Adam Cooney's top five of things that he's just had a gutful of on the other side of this.
The world's biggest jackpots.
Afternoons with Andy Marr on SEN.
A few diamonds in the rough out there today, out there in AGN Open Line land. Of course, we love our diamonds in the rough here, Coons, with the Australian Diamond Company, with you every step of the way. Go to adc.com.au, book an appointment. Got a final thought to leave us with, last 40 seconds?
I am fasting today. A good mate of mine is having a big feast this evening for Ramadan.
Good man. Good on you.
And he invited me along, but he said one of the conditions is obviously you have to fast during when the sun's up.
Yeah.
So no tucker for me today, and I'll enjoy a big feast at sundown this evening.
Well, see, that's what mates are all about. You're a good man.
Hopefully it's a big feast too, because I'll be very, very hungry.
Hey, nothing serious next Friday.
No, we'll lighten the load a bit next Friday. And I'll see you on Sunday in Sydney.
Sydney, you'll do it. And we will. And it'll be fun.